Hello, Florence. How are you today? This is Carly from Quan Nai, as you no doubt know, and this is the Sunday, the 29th, on a peaceful Sunday afternoon. And I thought it's about time I got you another tape, because, as I told you on the last tape, it would be some time before I got to you, since I was going to Da Nang. I didn't expect it to be this long. However, I was going to write to you the other night on... I was interrupted there temporarily, honey. So I'll start off again by saying, how is my baby today? Fine, I hope. This Sunday is a nice, cool Sunday, about 80 degrees, I guess. And I got up this morning and went to church and came home and have been doing not too much, just lazing around. And I got two nice packages last night from home. One had lots of Bisquick in it, and the other had a skillet and some plastic containers and a colander. Boy, real nice. I took them down to the maid this morning, and oh, she beamed. And I even fried myself some bacon in that new skillet this morning. That stuff sure comes in handy. You'll never believe that we operate around here without a lot of things. And that skillet that has permanent Teflon in it, Teflon, is really something fine. I sure want to thank you for it. And tonight we're going to have some chicken cacciatore. One of the guys, we got chicken in the icebox, and Bob Dillery's going to make us up some. So, see, we're eating high on the hog. And this morning for breakfast I made some date muffins from some prepared muffin you sent. They taste very good and very simple to make. And I'm really on the ball, boy, when it comes to cooking with this prepared stuff. Not too good, though. I don't have too much time to do it, but I guess it sure makes it easy on us, and we get a lot of flavor, homegrown flavors in all of these things. I got a letter from you too, just mostly a card, where you said you missed me and you're so busy and you worked all weekend and you're all pooped out and you'd write to me a little later. Well, I sympathize with you. I know what it is to be all pooped out. I haven't been pooped out for some time, although my back quit hurting me and I started exercising again, and I've been playing some tennis, so I'm back to battery pretty much, I guess. And it won't be long till I should be really enjoying myself and in good shape, enjoying myself. Today, Henry Plummer went home on home leave, and I'm saddled with all the finances and all the bill paying. So I guess I'll have to spend a lot of time at that for the next 3 or 4 weeks. I don't relish that too much, but I went up to Da Nang with Plummer on Thursday night, and came back the next night, and we go and count out the money, some 600,000 piastres. It's not too much, it's a payroll. Then we carry another sum, about the same amount, on what we call the impressed fund. And I have locked up in the safe, and tomorrow I'll start a payday, and I'll be paying the crew, and so that's going to be my business from now on, I guess, for, as I say, for the next 3 weeks. The organization, as it's been rearranged, is moving along pretty good. I think I told you the other day that I had moved in with this Major Kinnison, and my desk is a lot better since it's out of the traffic, and I feel a lot better, and I'm feeling more like a place where I can work, although I haven't done a heck of a lot of work. We've been busy building stuff and moving people around, and this takes quite a bit of time. But always, as I work along and go about my business during the day, I think of my Can you hear that little plane going over? That's a little spotter plane that we have out in the airfield, and every once in a while they come up and buzz the compound and fly over us, and our lives are full of excitement around here with the flyovers and the noise is going on all the time. Well, let's see, where was I? I was telling you about going about my work and going about listening to all these noises, and always in the back of my mind is the memory of my pretty wife and how much I love her and how much she means to me. How I intend to come home pretty soon for Christmas and spend some time with her. And then perhaps next time I come home, I'll stay with her for a good long time. Anyway, we'll sure think about it. I guess things are getting pretty drastic in the government and in aid. Of course, these things are up and down 6 months. 1 6 months, you can't tell what the next 6 months are going to do. And it seems as though they're cutting money away back in for aid this time, and so they'll probably be cutting back an awful lot of help, and they'll be very anxious to get rid of old Carly. Well, anyway, I keep thinking of my honey, and as I work along, I think of her and her little dog there waiting for me, and getting ready to take on the winter and get real cold and turning up the heat and getting that mud off of that dog and the snow off of her feet as she comes in the window. And I chuckle to myself when I think of all these things, because I know that's exactly what happens, and I know that I'll be looking forward to doing it myself and not too far away. I haven't heard anything from Uncle Bob or Aunt Stacia, but I guess you hear from them occasionally. I guess they're not too much interested anymore since old Carly don't go to the lodge. But of course they are interested, I know. It's just that they don't have the opportunity to see us and talk to us. But I'm always curious about them, wondering what they're doing. And if you see them, you tell them that I'm thinking about them. I know you do whenever you see them. Same way with Wagner's and the rest of the people that we know and associate with. I don't know what is the money situation with you. I seem to have a check or two ahead here, and I delivered that Exergeny that you ordered and that came in. I give that to the guy up in Da Nang the other day, and he paid me $33 for it. So So, as I remember, that $30 was for the cost and $3 for the mailing charges on the one before. So I've got that $33 and another $100, and I've got a lot of cash here and I'm carrying around. I have to pay the maids, and that usually takes about 7,000-8,000 piastres, which is $70 or $80. But the guy split it up, and I get most of it back, two-thirds of it anyway. So I've got, I'm ahead a check or two, and there's supposed to be another one coming in. I guess they'll come in the mail next week. I was kind of wanting to send another check to Juan, send it to Tommy for Juan for Christmas this year. I'll wait till I hear from you, though, because maybe you've got somebody that you want to send it to or would like to give it to. Nevertheless, if I don't spend it, it'll save. And I, we had a, our mess bills are quite a bit higher this time. I see that $165 for the three of us just for our grocery bill, and then we have to pay about $20 or $30 for a maid, for our maids. So we're spending about $165. That's about $75 or $80 a month for our board and keep. That isn't too terribly bad, but it's before, when I was eating in the mess hall, just paying out $1.25 a day, my bill was down to $30 or something like that. But we're far ahead of them in the financial end, so we can't complain too much. And the reason is that my honey keeps sending that $20 to the First Methodist Church each month, I know, because she told me she was going to. And every once in a while, she slips $100 to the Masonic Lodge. I never did hear any recognition for that $100 that you sent them before. I know that you probably got a canceled check, and I know they got it. But I guess they'll tell us about it when the right times come, when the right time comes. So if you get ahead a little bit and you'd like to do some good, why, give old Uncle Bob $100 for the lodge. And don't forget the First Methodist Church, because that's the one that's going to be the that's the one that's going to keep us ahead in the long run. I, in church this morning, they take a donation for this church that they build out here in the wilderness between here and the coast. The missionary that I told you about some time ago, building a church, we keep making donations for them, and there wasn't too many at church this morning, but they make a collection, and the people, the soldiers, all donate quite a bit. Well, I sure did appreciate my trip to Da Nang. It kind of broke up the monotony, and everything went along well. I had a nice room for the night now that they have a hotel up there that's pretty decent. It's more of a pleasure to go, and you got a place to sleep, and it's not too bad, and you're not too far from the mess hall, and you can get up in the morning and get your breakfast and get down about your work, and that's what I like to do. So we spent the day up there, and I got a lot of personnel business done, and a lot of business done with the GSO and the supply people, and I got the dispersing and all the money squared away. And I went down to PX and bought a case of soap powder, mind you. 24 boxes in a case. We run out of soap powder out here. We don't in our area. We don't have any, and boy, the maids holler if they don't have any soap. So I brought a case down with me. It's Old Tide, and it made everybody happy around here. So I saw some silver earrings, and I bought a pair for Elvira. I guess I'll have to send them to her some of these days. And I bought some of those trinkets you put on a bracelet that the little girls wear, and they had some oriental kind, so I bought them. I don't know what to do with them. I guess I'll send them all to you and let you distribute them. I have a hard time doing it. I've got a spoon here for Aunt Mary that I bought in Alaska when I came through, and I'll send that to you, and you can distribute them. And I've got a kind of a thing made in India to put the women put on the front of their dress, a big clasp of some kind. And it isn't the kind of thing that I want for you. So, but I just see them, and they're just some trinkets. They don't cost much. So I'll send them to you, and you can distribute them as gifts to somebody or whoever you think would like to have them. Just tell them that picked it up specially for them. And boy, I about bought you a nice piece of jewelry, but the one stone was cracked. A beautiful, looked pretty, a little bracelet with a lot of different colored stones in it. And I just happened to look at it, and something caught my eye, and I said to the girl, "What's the matter with that?" And she said, "Oh, that's broken, a little piece broken." I said, "Why didn't you tell me?" She said, "Oh, I forgot." And so I said, "Well, go get me another one out of stock." She said, "We got no more. That's the last one." And I just look at the display case, and whatever catches my eye is the thing that I want. I don't do any shopping. You don't have any